what's going on out there at V's After Dark Radio? And you know what time it is, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday. It's time for Aspen's V Sports on V's After Dark Radio with yours truly, James Azevedo, the man himself, and Ms. Vita Torre. The number to call into this lovely show is 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And yes, I'm professional for once. I'm saying the phone number right away. And if you press 1, you'll be wanting to ask us a question or you have a comment. If you don't press 1, you just be hearing the great voices of me, James Azevedo, along with my co-host for the evening and every Thursday, and that's Ms. P-Sports, the CEO of V's After Dark Radio, among a lot of other things, the one and only Ms. Vita Toy Lady. Hello, my dear, and good evening.
What's up?
How you doing?
It is Thursday. It's Thursday, and it's Thursday after the holiday. But this is like the most fucked up time of the year.
That's right.
And when I say it's the most fucked up time of the year, it's not a bad time when I say this, because somebody's going to say why I say it. This is the most fucked up time of the year because for us, we never know when the hell we're going to be on the air. Because this is...
It happens.
This is... And it's not just us.
Exactly.
Most radio stations, even mainstream radio. This is the time of the year where you never know what the fuck you're going to get. You don't know if you're going to get the regular host, the co-host, if you're getting a rerun.
Well,
you just never know.
We've played reruns before, but it's very rare. Very rare.
When we take a month off, we normally do it.
Yeah. But mostly we give you live, fresh content every week. We usually do. We're very consistent with that.
So, for those people saying I'm being a Scrooge, I'm not being a Scrooge. It's just that we never know because this is family time for everybody in the radio industry.
Yes,
and for those of us in the adult industry, this is our preparation for AVN.
Yep.
So, it's like really a big, and when I say it's a downtime, this is, I mean, like right now I'm in fat bitch mode. And when I say this, I say it wholeheartedly. If you look at most of the people in the industries, Instagram, anything they're posting, everybody's posting about trying to eat healthy and look right.
Okay.
I just saw a post from a good friend of ours who just posted, going to try this eating healthy thing.
Okay.
And
I wonder who that is for.
You know, because we're all trying to get tight for AVN. I'm just going to be real. We're trying to get tight for AVN. Some of us are already tight and don't need it. Other of us need to have a rolling pin. Really, fuck the rolling pin. We need the fucking damn. What's that thing that they use on the freeway? Oh, I've been cussing. What's that thing they use on the freeway to press, you know, when they do the concrete?
Yeah. I know you're talking about all the I got the name of it. I know you're talking about that big rolling thingy.
Yeah. Some of us need that.
Damn, I forgot the name of that. But I know what you're talking about.
And I'll be the one who says, and I'm the one who needs it. Because right now I can't fit any clothes for AVN. I can't fit anything. So I'm really in a desperate mode.
Wow. Do you feel that you were a little more overweight than a year ago at this time?
Most definitely.
Really? Wow, most definitely. Wow. So you're saying drastic change is what you're saying. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's saying, wow. Wow. Okay. Wow, oh shit. Don't have much time. Like 5 weeks.
I'm working on it. And I'm going to say this, and I don't condone it, but for anybody who don't understand, starvation ain't never hurt nobody. You know, I'm just saying. Desperate times call for desperate measures, okay?
Well, first off, it's hard enough as it is because I know a lot of people don't like to say the T word, but we're going to say it. You know, last week was Thanksgiving. I know mainstream like to – it's like the redheaded stepchild now of holidays. But I respect Thanksgiving as far as getting together as a family.
I tried to respect it, but we know what I was doing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, my point being is that it's very hard when Thanksgiving, where the main part of the holiday is eating and drinking, so that equals a lot of calories and fat. And then on top of that, not even a few weeks later, it's Christmas in about a month. So that combined, and then there's my birthday, January 3rd, for me. So, I'm I don't want to look like a bowling ball, but I'm getting there. I don't want to look like a bowling ball. But, you know, it's very hard. It is not easy. Only these really disciplined workout-aholics, you know, they maintain regardless. And they're the ones that have the nerve to go, well, you know, I need to lose a few pounds. Please get out of my face. Please, just go away.
Can I call out somebody on that one? I have to call out somebody on that one. One of those people is Naomi Banks.
Let me say, since I just saw her not too long ago, it's a month ago. And I saw her before that a year ago at this time. And I'm sorry, she's just as beautiful. The only thing is that her ass got bigger, but not in a bad way. Let's put it like that. Okay? That's it. But other than that, you know, flawless facially, you know,
again,
great person, obviously. Yeah, but
again,
so,
I hate her.
Yeah.
I hate her.
We love you, but I don't hear nothing about.
And for anybody who wants to go tell her that I said it, do it.
But the woman is just, oh my God. And, you know, I didn't get a chance to say, I didn't say this on the other show. But when I tell you, you know how like certain women act like when they see like a guy that's famous and they go goo goo gaga? I witnessed that with her in person with some dudes. And let me tell you, I try not to laugh. But it was,
well, you know what?
It was fascinating.
And it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
And think about
Think
about it. Nobody has seen me in a year other than what I've been posting. So can you imagine me going to Vegas? And I've been trying to get it tight. I've had some few things go on. But, since nobody heard the show last week because we didn't do it, I'm going to say this without cussing. I'm going to say this without cussing.
Oh,
because
I know what you're
going to
say.
Because this is supposed to be
here
family friendly. But I got to say it.
Uh-huh.
Can you say first MF place?
No, but I can't say second best record in the NFC. That's the Giants. I can't say that. How about that? How about that, them apples? And if it wasn't for the Cowboys being on division, we would be in first place. But there's a chance of that happening if, and there's a big if, in capital letters, because the Cowboys play tonight against the Vikings. And I know... You hate the Vikings because they're in your division, and we all hate the Cowboys because we all agree how you know that disgrace
because,
of
first of all, nobody likes anybody who likes the Vikings.
I hate the Vikings. I always hate the Vikings too.
I'm gonna give you the number to a good psychiatrist or therapist or whatever it is. I'm serious.
Oh my God, I always hated the Vikings. I ain't gonna lie.
If you are a Cowboys fan. I have the number of a therapist for you because you need help.
Yeah, I just...
In more than
I
one
mean,
way.
Yeah. Yeah, more ways than one. Yeah. I mean, as far as for me...
You know what? Can I say this? And we don't normally talk about religion on here, but if you like the Cowboys that much, you need Jesus.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't normally, you know, we don't normally spot our religion, but if you really like the Cowboys that much, you need Jesus.
Well, you know what a Cowboy fan would say, and this will make you really vomit? You know when they were in Texas Stadium, you know, in that dump in Irving, Texas, and there was they technically played in a dome, but not really, because there was a square opening in the middle of it. You remember how that stadium was, right? And
I try not to watch
it. And they say, well, why did they do that? And I don't know who exactly said this. I don't know if it was Tom Landry, may rest in peace, one of the greatest coaches of all time. They said that, well, that was left open because that way God can watch the Cowboys. Okay, let me get Boss back. So God can watch the Cowboys.
Like, seriously?
I wish I could play
Jesus.
Know what right now, but we can't. I wish our answer
you
could
need
right now,
Jesus.
Because you know I'll...
And I know people that say they hate when I say that. And we all know that I don't normally bring religion up in it, but this really isn't religion. This is saying you need Jesus.
But anyway, they play tonight. And the reason I bring it up, the Vikings versus the Cowboys in Minnesota, is that if the Cowboys lose, that gives the Giants a chance to be one game behind if they beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh this Sunday, which is not a given. And the Giants have been on a six-game winning streak, and I'm thrilled. A lot of it's because we've had especially last 2 weeks, we had an easy last two games. I mean, they beat the Browns, but, okay, they won 27-13.
But they're the Browns. You know what?
I would kill them if they would have lost to them.
A kindergartner can beat the Browns. And if they would have lost to the Browns, I would have won. I would have destroyed them. I would have to ask you, can you find a new team? Because that's pathetic if they lose to the Browns. And I know that's your team and all, but if they would have lost to the Browns, I would have been saying, you know, we are truly diehard fans, and we do not abandon our teams. But I would have to ask you if you would consider at that point looking at a new team to support, because that's kind of pathetic if they lose to the Browns.
That would be a negative, but they will not be free from criticism. Trust me, I'm not these fans that make excuses. When they good, I give them props. If they're not good, trust me. I let them have it. I'm not these fans that, they look through their team color glasses and make excuses. I'm not one of those fans. Because, you know, some people go, are you a real fan if you don't support? It shows I care if they.
Well, I'm in a Jim Caldwell mode right now. Jim Caldwell said something that I'm going to stick with. Because Jim Caldwell, every time the press asked him about his situation, he said, it don't matter how we win. He said, this time next year, it's not going to matter how we won as long as we won. So I don't care about how it looked.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. And he's right. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to, if it's a crappy win, or whatever. A win is a win, and that's what they're going to look at is their record. They're not going to say, this win was only because of this, and this win was only because of this.
It's not college.
You know what they're going to say?
Yeah,
they won. They're going to say, they got a 7-4 record or whatever the record is for that season, and I'm in the Jim Caldwell mode. Right now, I'm just sinking in because you know what? It's one game at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only yelling. Well, first of all, I always yell their praises, but at least I'm not yelling boo. See, the one thing I have not said this year, and think about it, what I have not said is typical Lions.
But you have said, which is out of character for you, for any of your teams you root for, that you see your Lions making the playoffs, and you never, ever say anything like that. So
let's get it correct. I said wild card.
That means making the playoffs.
I'm sticking. But I'm sticking with the wild card slot.
I didn't say division. I said The wild card. No, I know. I said the playoffs. It doesn't matter. It's the playoffs. Okay?
But you know how some people will sit there and say, oh, well, no. You know somebody will misinterpret you and say, oh, well, she said this. No.
No, you didn't say we were going to – did I go into the NFC Championship game? You're just saying that they, you know, making the wild card. The Giants, as of right now, the first wild card. The second wild card team, I forgot who it is. Might be the Vikings themselves, I think. No, it can't be. It's somebody. I forgot who it is, but the Lions are, you know, right there. And in a few weeks, the our two teams are going to clash.
You know,
and the
season isn't over, and that's why, you know, when people sit there, am I happy the way it's going? Yes, I'm very happy with season is going.
Of course you are.
I mean, this will be the first time we're actually putting a deposit on season tickets. So
wow. That's right. You did say that. That's right. You did say that. You did.
We're putting our deposit on our season tickets.
I still can't believe that when I heard that the other day that overall the Giants are the fourth best team in football and the second best team in the NFC. That I still don't believe that. I know they're 8-3, but their defense has improved, but their offense is still a little inconsistent. You take away Odell Beckham Jr. and they're really nothing. To tell you the truth.
Well, that's us. We haven't had any wild moments. I mean, and that's the whole thing. When you look at the Lions this season, they haven't blown out a team. They have won.
Yeah,
or
can
I say,
I'm
going to say this. The nickname for the Detroit Lions, if anybody doesn't know, they're called the Cardiac Cats.
Yeah, that's right.
Cardiac Cats.
Yeah,
And for those of y'all who don't understand, the reason why we call them the Cardiac Cats is because they take it to the very end, and those of us who watch them, we ready to have a heart attack because we on pins and needles. They are the Cardiac Cats. So even though they are the underdog going into this game, which haven't we been the underdog in pretty much every single game this season? I don't know why we go – I'm going to be honest. I'm feeling Coach Caldwell. I'm liking the fact that we're going in as the underdog. Because then there's nothing expected. What I can tell you is that I will be at the New Year's Day game. I'm going to probably need a Lyft driver, so if there's any Lyft drivers that listen to this show, I'm going to probably need one. And for anybody who says, well, I said Lyft and not Uber, Lyft are only driven by women. Therefore, I'm going to need me a Lyft driver. Because,
Lyft.
Lyft. L-Y-F-T.
Yeah.
And they're just like Uber, but only women can use Lyft. Men can't use Lyft. And all their drivers are women.
Oh, really? Why is that with Lyft?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You're saying that at Lyft is mostly women drivers with Lyft than it is with Uber?
No. With Lyft, they don't have men drivers at all.
Really? Why is that?
Because for safety reasons, they're catering to women who want to feel safer. And using an Uber, even though they'll tell you who's coming to pick you up, you really never know.
Yes, it does.
Well, a Lyft driver, the driver is a female, and a female is being driven by a female.
But what if a male orders a Lyft pickup? It still be a female
driver? He's not allowed to.
Really?
To my knowledge, now I may be misquoted on that because I haven't used it, but to my knowledge, men aren't allowed to use Lyft.
Cool. I just never knew that it was only catered to women, Lyft.
Well, that's why they have the pink lips. They have the pink lips. And my daughter pointed that out to me. So for anybody who sits there and says, how do I know? I don't know from experience. I know from my daughter pointed out to me because I was at, I live near the airport. And
you need a lift?
I happen to go, What it is that because everything is like right at the airport. Now where I live at, nothing's 24 hours. I feel like I'm in a second world country where I live at, because like where I live at, everything closed like at. I kid you not, for me to be I'm literally 5 minutes from the airport, but where I live at, everything closes like at 7, 8, 9, and 10 at night. But at the airport, which is a half a mile from my house, everything that's on that strip around the airport is open 24/7, or at least at 2 o'clock in the morning. So when I go, I ain't got no shame because it's not anything bad. I don't know. In different parts of the country, they're called different things, but it's called Speedway. It's a gas station, but here it's a Speedway Cafe where they actually cook the food on the spot for you at the gas station. So I went in there because they're like, you can order hot food. You're not just grabbing something off some thing that's been sitting there forever. They literally like have the, how do you pronounce it? Paninis? Is that how you pronounce it?
Well, it was the Pananis. I don't know.
Whatever. But they have that. I mean, and you can even order pizza, but everything, they have some stuff you could grab, but a lot of their food, you actually go to a kiosk and you order it and they make it so it's hotter and it's fresh. Well, as fresh as it could be coming from there. But, I mean, they're like, it ain't like they're sitting there just saying, oh, well, this stuff is already wrapped up and nuke it. They're not going over to a refrigerator and nuking something. Because, I'll go in there, and I like mayonnaise on a lot of stuff. Don't judge me.
Oh, okay.
But I go in there they have, like, a bacon and cheese croissant, but I like mayo on mine, and you can actually tell the additional, like, if you want lettuce and all this stuff, you can have all that put on there, and it's a Speedway Cafe. So it's more than just them heating up the food. You can actually say what you want, even when you order your pizza up out of there. Anything you order, and their subs, I'm going to say this, and I don't get paid to say this, their subs are actually better than Subway.
I believe it.
And they are made fresh.
That's not a commercial.
But I just want everybody to know, I'm not being paid to say this, you know.
Sounds like a commercial right there.
But I'm not somebody being like, oh, she got paid. No.
This is one of my favorite places to eat on my free time. So take it from me, Miss V. Go to the Speedway and have you some one of your heroes, which is 100 times better than Subway. And it's fresh. Yeah, that's funny. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens. Let's see, your Lions, who they face next. Let's see, looking at the schedule.
New Orleans.
Is that there or New Orleans?
In New Orleans.
No. I mean, I know the Saints are not that.
When I heard that.
I know the Saints are not that good, but isn't. I don't know. That could be a toss up.
The Saints are favored 6 points over the spread right now. Six points over.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one.
But you know what? We play good under pressure. I mean, remember, we're called the Cardiac Cats.
You know, I heard something the other day about the Lions that their last 11 games in a row, they went into the fourth quarter trailing. And
they are the only team that have done this. They actually are the only team in the NFL that has done this.
Yeah, and they've won 7 out of those 11 games when they have trailed into the fourth quarter. Last 11 straight games, they won 7 out of that last 11 when they've trailed into the fourth quarter.
When they go into the fourth quarter down, they come back.
Once again, proving your point, the Cardiac Cat.
Cardiac Cat.
Wow, I heard that the other day. I was like, wow. And they were saying that here in the New York area. So it wasn't like I got that from a nationwide. They brought that up. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, they are the only team in the entire NFL. They are the only team to do this right now.
Yeah, because usually if you're trailing, you know, I know the whole quarter.
But it's
goes,
like,
but...
and guess what? But guess what? Did you also notice if you looked at that, they're the only ones to be down the last 2 minutes and come back and win.
That's another thing.
It's not like they said, oh, we're down, and all of a sudden they win. The last 2 minutes is when they strike.
Well, it's when it counts. When they win, a win's a win, as they say. or you win. New Orleans, huh? Yeah, that's not gonna. I don't know that game, and I used to bet. So to me, that six is even iffy. I don't know if I would take the Lions with the points. I don't know.
You
that's
know,
a tough
my whole
one.
Thing
I
is
might
that
stay away from that game.
I'm not gonna bet on the game. What I'm gonna say is that I hope everybody
game.
Saw that I was sporting New Jersey on Thanksgiving. Did you notice that?
Yes, I remember. I didn't get to see like the whole video or whatever, but I know you were wearing some. I know you were wearing one, and you were wearing your Golden Tate, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you're Golden Tate.
Okay, for everybody who say I
for
sold out, I have not sold out. I still love Megatron. First of all,
yeah,
that ain't going nowhere. But Golden Tate has proven his worth.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, he has.
There was a long discussion on who I was going to get.
Yep,
because Anquan Boldin has proven his worth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we have so many players this year that have proven that they are worthy. But at the end of the day, I had to go with Golden Tate. And I'm going to give you a reason why. Not only on the field, but off the field, he is the only Lion right now that they're talking about who supports veterans. He does stuff. For veterans.
I like that. Yeah.
So
I like that.
I have to go more forward than that. And for anybody who don't understand what me and James being veterans, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
talking about supporting veterans and there's the things that they do in the games, but when you have a player like after last week's game he did something for the veterans and this is something that he does annually and it's like, hey, I got to, you know,
mm-hmm.
on top of what he's doing on the field, which is fabulous. The fact that your chosen group of people to help, and for anybody who don't know, every single NFL player, part of their contract is charity. So you'll never see an NFL player who signed a contract. Part of that money is charity. Y'all might not know it,
mm-hmm.
but go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Go look. Every single big name player. You might not know it's part of their contract, but you'll see this foundation,
mm-hmm.
that foundation, or this or that. This is part of the NFL giving. And remember, everybody, I want y'all to listen. Remember, out of all of the sports, the NFL is the only nonprofit out there. Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch out. Got to keep putting that
mm-hmm.
out there because people keep forgetting. You know, we talked about this because we do have I have a problem with them being a nonprofit. And the reason why I say that is because they have, put it like this, the person who is the new president of the United States ain't got nothing on the NFL because they have perfected legalized money laundering.
Mm.
If you look at it, the NFL as a whole is a nonprofit, but the individual teams are for profit.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they get around it. Just saying. But I want to talk about the Pistons. For everybody who don't know, the Pistons are coming back to Detroit.
Yes.
Some of y'all probably thought they were here. But now here in Detroit, they're actually doing Pistons commercials with them coming to the new stadium.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're talking about the new home and everything. So I'm actually excited. I'm going to keep it real. I ain't broke
mm-hmm.
down and said I'm buying tickets yet.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know who plays for the Pistons. I'm being honest. I think we won a game last night. I think we won two in a row, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Am I anti-Pistons? No. I just would like to know who played for them. And for anybody who says, well, my age has a lot to do with it, my age has nothing to do with it because I know play for the Tigers, the Red Wings, and the Lions. I don't go there. I take that back. I take that back. You know how I know who play for the Pistons? The worst free throw shooter in the league, Andre Drummond. And he also got kicked out of the game the other night for a flagrant foul when he elbowed somebody in the face. So, I do know one Piston
okay,
that currently plays.
Okay. Let's see. You think you can name a few besides that guy that plays on
no.
your Pistons? Okay.
We had another famous name on there, but it's like the child of that person. I can't remember, but it's like a famous player's son plays for the Pistons, or he got the same last name as a famous player, same first and last name.
I knew you were going to say that, but I don't think that's his son. You're talking about Reggie Jackson?
Yeah.
Last time I heard, I don't think he's related to Reggie Jackson. Cause he
it's a basketball player. I ain't talking about Reggie Jackson was a baseball player.
No, but
this
there's
one
a guy
is a
on,
basketball.
On the Pistons named Reggie
no,
Jackson.
No, I'm saying I know there's a basketball player, but I'm saying there's another. It's a basketball player on the Pistons who has the exact same first and last name as a famous basketball player. Reggie Jackson played baseball. I know that, and I ain't that far off, okay? I ain't talking about Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, and it's Reggie Jackson, point guard of the Pistons.
But he must not be that famous.
If you're talking about Isaiah Thomas, he don't play with the Pistons. He played with the Celtics. If you're talking about Isaiah Thomas, the same guy has
no.
the same name as another famous.
I would have remembered Isaiah because Zeke played for the Pistons. I would have remembered that. No, it's somebody who didn't play for the Pistons, but the name is now playing for the Pistons. But regardless, no, I can't tell you who played other than I'm the worst. I'm free throw shooter, okay?
That's right. Andre Drummond, and you got this weird foreign white dude with the weirdest ears you ever seen in your life. He looked like a mongoloid. Bobane Marjanovic. Oh, my God, this guy. He looks like he could
play. But you know what? Actually, I've heard that name, and he actually knows how to play pretty well from what I heard.
Yeah, he's
a big white boy. But he's European. He's not really – he's not American. He's European.
I know. He looks like he could play in a medieval – like, if he was from medieval times, I would believe it because he looks like a troll or something. And trust me, I don't look all that either, okay? So I'm not saying, you know, I'm fucking the most gorgeous man in the world.
He's like a big white boy.
Yeah. But there's a lot of players on this team. I'm like, who? Huh? Yeah?
Now you see how I feel.
Yeah. Now, they're talking about the bad boys from the 90s, you know, late 80s, or early 90s, going to play in downtown Detroit. Now you're talking.
Like I said, I can't tell you who played. I'm not going to sit here and try to, you know how some folks, oh yeah, I can tell you. No. And if it wasn't for Andre Drummond being so bad, I wouldn't know who he was. I'm just keeping it real.
That's funny.
People remember you for one or two things, either being really good or really bad. That's just
yep.
the way life goes.
Yeah, it's not in between.
In sports, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase it.
Yeah,
in sports, that's what people.
Yeah.
In sports, you already remember for being really good or really bad. The mediocre people are never thought about. I can't tell you any of the mediocre players that played for the bad boys, but I can tell you about Zeke, Bill Laimbeer, Rick Mahorn, Buddha, Isaiah Thomas. You know, I can name these people. But if you ask me who the media, you know, Rodman, you know, I can tell you those players. But if you ask me about the mediocre players, I couldn't tell you who was mediocre and played for the doggone Pistons. Because they wasn't really bad and they wasn't really good. They was just there. I mean, they got the damn ring, I mean, so that, you know, they got that. But at the end of the day, nobody knew who they were. So as I will say, I can't tell you who played for the Pistons other than Andre Drummond because he's really bad. And it's only because he's a bad free throw shooter.
He's a center, yes. That's you don't want to be known for being, you know, something bad, you know. Yeah, you want to be known for something doing really well.
Like I said, he's no Chauncey Billups.
No, he's not Big Shot. And Big Shot was a, you know, point guard. But, yeah.
But speaking of folks
shooting
like that, what do you think, was it Dwayne Wade who went after a fan this week? I had flashbacks of the Pistons.
Really?
Was it Dwayne Wade or I think it was Dwayne Wade who went after a fan this week, because you might want to look it up. But the fan called him a B. And I think then turned around and called him a P.
There's only
he
one
was like
B
ready to go
in
up in
basketball.
The stand.
There's only one real B in basketball. We all know who that is.
But I'm just saying. But, they got it on film. How'd you miss that? Like I said, I think it was the wrong way.
I'm not from Chicago. All right, wait. Hey, for anybody who don't know, he's with the Bulls now. He's not on the Heat anymore. For anybody who thinks he's still on the Heat, I mean Heat. Let's see.
It might not have been Dwayne Wade, but I'm telling you, it's.
Oh, I don't see that here.
It's one of.
You trying to tell what black people look alike now?
I'm going to see. It was. Because they kept saying Ron Artest. I'm like, it's not Ron Artest because Ron Artest isn't playing no more.
I don't think Ron Test plays. He's now known as Metta World Peace, which, you know.
He's still in, it wasn't him.
Yeah. He actually legally changed his name to Metta World Peace, which, yeah. Cuckoo. Jesus. Metta World Peace. Yeah. Even you know who would be like, boy, that's stupid. Even me and my father would think it's stupid. I said posse. Did that make me a racist? I said posse.
No.
Yeah, well. Some so-called genius. Dwight Howard.
Maybe it's Dwight Howard. So I got it wrong.
Yeah, he
I think it was Dwight Howard.
Actually,
yeah.
he's a D-bag. He actually might challenge you know who for one of the biggest D-bags in the NBA. And he's
for those that don't sit there, don't judge me when I tell y'all where I'm getting my information from. But I saw this on regular TV also, but the actual information is coming from TMZ Sports. And for when I say don't judge me, because TMZ, first of all, TMZ is probably more accurate than anybody else out there because they have yet to have to retract on anything that they've said. I just want y'all to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can knock them, but TMZ has yet to have to go back on anything that they said about anything that's been put out there.
Very thorough. Yes. Very thorough and accurate.
Okay. It was Dwight Howard. A fan called him a B.
Oh.
And then another heckler called his mother a whore.
Oof.
So basically, somebody wanted to get tore down.
So obviously, it's somebody in those nice seats saying that, because they, you know, why would he pay any money?
They showed him, and he was like, "Come on!" And they had to pull him away because he was like, "You bad, bring it on." I ain't mad at him because, see, I'm gonna tell you something. You can call me a whole lot of things, but when you put my mama in it.
Yeah.
I'm hood. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm hood. Well, I take that back. Well, me being a woman, you could call my mom that. I'd be like, "Ann, what's your point?" I've called her worse. But as a dude, you just don't disrespect you.
Let's keep it real.
As a dude, you don't disrespect another dude's mother. I don't care if you know her or not. You just don't. It don't go well. For a female, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it's okay to tell a woman that about her mother. What I'm saying is that I know my mother very well, and if you call my mom that, I look at you and I would laugh. You know why? I'd be like, "You sure that wasn't me?" You know, because I sit there and play it off and then ask you, "How was it last night?" Because that's how I roll. But I'm a different breed. You know what I'm saying? But with dudes, it's different because you just don't want nobody talking about your mama like that. And I'm not upset. You know, that's just like talking about another dude's woman. You just don't go there.
Yes,
there are
exactly.
certain things that you don't
yep.
cross. I don't care if you're a fan or not. You don't go there.
That's
Once
right.
you start bringing people's parents up into it, especially their mothers,
yep.
I can't defend you. I can't defend anything that happens to you because that is a line that this has nothing to do with race. I want to put this out
nope.
there. This has
nope.
nothing to do with race. As men, you should know better. And with me dating a man, and I've been around men my entire life, there are a few things you don't do with men. You don't disrespect a woman, and you don't disrespect a mama. You cross either one of them lines, it's on and popping.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
That's right.
Now, James, will you correct me on that?
No, you're right on point with that. Absolutely. You don't play with a dude's mother. This don't happen.
And
this
I don't care
happen.
If it's a pro player or not. I don't care if you think that you're being a heckler.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you just don't cross. You can heckle all day long. You can sit there and tell him he do different things that are gross that I won't say because of this being a family show. But what I will say is that when you cross the line of bringing the mother into it, what happens is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Totally.
And I can't see nobody defending you on that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I can't see anyone defending anyone who would do that. So I apologize for saying that it was someone different, but I had to go to my source. But can I say something?
Yeah.
I think we talked about this before,
yes.
but I want to bring it up again because I'm pissed.
Go ahead.
You know, Colin Kaepernick.
There we go. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
After
thank you.
All
I'm bring
of
this, up.
This
go ahead.
nonsense that he went through. And I don't
mm-hmm.
recall if we brought it up after an election, but the
mm-hmm.
nerve of you, the nerve of you to do all of this so-called protesting
mm-hmm.
and then turn around and not vote.
Yeah, and then
I'm through. First of all, I wasn't a supporter of yours. You know, I understood. Let's keep this real. I understood why you were doing what you was doing.
Oh.
But I have a problem now.
Yeah, an agenda for
because
the
you did not
you
vote.
Did.
You did not vote. And the nerve of you to think that your notoriety gives you, first of all, you can do what you want, but don't sit here and bring other people up into your nonsense. And
mm-hmm.
you don't even do the one thing that is a right that's given to us, that people fought for. Come on now, because you ain't white.
Uh-huh.
You are considered black. You fight
uh-huh.
for all these other black rights, but you didn't go vote? Deuces.
And then want to go and praise Castro, which is another cherry on the S Sunday. What a ridiculous thing to do. Somebody was like, I got to get the actual quotes. I mean, it was, like, unbelievable. And, you know, he's wearing a Malcolm X hat. And please take that hat off. It's a disgrace that you're wearing that hat. Malcolm X would rip that off your head.
Again, I'm just so through.
I'm just saying.
I know that people sit there and they'll say, Ms. V, how can you be through? I don't, you know what? Be mad at me for what I'm... Be mad at me for what I'm about to say, but respect
me. Oh, here we go.
Also.
okay.
I have more respect for the person who went out there and voted for our current president and took
Thank
the
you.
Time to use the
right,
right that they were that people fought for than I have for
mm-hmm.
someone who did not vote. I don't have to
okay.
agree with your vote, but what I can say,
mm-hmm.
I respect you more because
mm-hmm.
you did what needed to be done.
Exactly. Thank you.
And I know people are going to say, how can I say that? Real easy.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Of course.
I will take the backlash from it.
Don't be crying, you know, crying a river, and then, well, did you do something about it? That's like, you know, oh, this and that happened, but did you do something about it? Oh, no. Okay, and why are you complaining?
And like I said, for anybody who don't like the fact that I said that, I don't care.
Exactly.
And like I said, I am not a supporter of our current president. But I will tell you, I respect the person who went out more and voted for him than I do the person who did not vote for anyone at all.
I agree. By the way, I found the quotes. Now, you're the judge. I am just the prosecutor here, you know. And here is the actual quote. All right, here we go.
I like that
here
you're
we
just
go.
The prosecutor.
Yeah, because I don't like him. He's full of crap. That's why I hate people who are full of crap. Yeah, I just don't respect. I don't care. Listen to this. Okay, now this is after a game or something. I know this was like before the game. You know, like, you know how they have so many press conferences now. Like, you know, during the week and, you know, whatever.
They have
so many
press conferences. I quit tweeting this week, if you noticed.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Jim Caldwell,
it's like ridiculous.
I was like, the Periscope was going out.
It's like way too much access. Here we go. Now, bear in mind, I don't know what started, to be fair, I don't know what started this conversation. You know, I don't know what, but this is how it starts off. I guess someone asked him about Castro being, you know, that he died, you know. So, they, you know, they go to him because, you know, him being, you know, Mr. Radical, you know, right? So, he goes, this is actual quotes. One thing that Fidel Castro did do is they had the highest literacy rate because they invest more in the education system than they do in their prison system, which we do not do here, even though we're fully capable of doing that. So the reporter goes, he also did something we do not do here. He broke up families. He took over a country without any justice and without any election. And then Kaepernick goes, oh, we do break up families here. That's what mass incarceration is. That was the foundation of slavery. So our country has been based on that as well as the genocide of Native Americans. And the reporter goes, are you equating the breaking up of Cuban families with people going to jail in the United States of America? And Kaepernick goes, I'm equating the breaking up of families with the breaking up of families. And the reporter goes, wow, that's amazing.
Okay, I'm going to comment on this.
I mean.
And again, I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Hard not to curse.
So I'm sure somebody's not going to like what I'm going to say.
But go ahead.
But let me put this out there. The dictator is dead.
Thank you.
And what I will say is that all socialism is not bad. I do not agree with the fact that the government runs everything in Cuba. That is why they are so isolated. What I do agree with is that they do have the best education system in the world. Let's get that very clear. But with them being a socialist country, you have the good and the bad. And as you will notice with socialism, the government runs everything. And there's
That's
a problem when the government owns everything. I mean, the poor get poor and the rich get richer. There is no in-between.
That's right.
This is what people don't understand, and I want to say this because this is where the ignorance of the majority of the people, not just in this country but in the world, comes in, because we're so busy looking at, oh, this was a dictatorship, this was socialism. And if you don't understand what that means, Russia is still a socialist country. They are not a democracy. You only have a handful of democracies in this world. The majority of the world is socialism, despite what people may not understand or think. China, socialist. I just, you know, they have more companies that are independently owned, but remember, the state still regulates. When you look at why we get to say what we want to in this country and that the rest of the world don't always know, we say because they even monitor the internet. You know, mm-hmm. it ain't getting through over there. Mm-hmm. So the nonsense that we say don't always get over there. And like I said, there's good and bad to socialism. I am not pro-Castro.
And I'm not pro-socialist.
I don't agree with Kaepernick, but what I would say is that in that socialist state, Castro did what a lot of people could not do. That country was able to stand on its own. It had its ups and its downs, but how many countries never bowed down to us? It takes a lot to be a small country and to be able to hold your own. True enough, they did get help from Russia. Russia is their biggest ally.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you have to understand that there are missiles sitting in Cuba. Again, this is socialism at its best.
Mm-hmm.
And Castro, yes, I'm willing to take the fall back from this, was a brilliant man. He was not an idiot.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
When you look at his background,
manipulate a lot of
people. When I say brilliant, I'm talking about mindset. This, mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. It's not a lot of people, you know. First of all, if you look at what happened, he fled Cuba and was in Mexico. He came in and took over Cuba from who we were mm-hmm. supporting. But when you also look at it, this man, a lot of people didn't realize, and this is something I've learned in the past few days, and I followed up to make sure what I was hearing was true. This man was an attorney. He went to law school. Mm-hmm. He knew what he was doing, and that's why when the stuff that he put in place, it wasn't, oh, just because I want this. He had been through all this, and that's why when he said he was providing education, if you look at the doctors that come out of Cuba, you're not talking about no hack jobs. You're not talking about like they are in Ecuador and in Latin America. And for those of y'all who don't know about Latin America, I've studied Latin America. So when I say this, I know things that I've studied. Cuba, unlike Haiti and the Dominican Republic, doesn't have two sides of it. It's a socialist country, period. Mm-hmm. You have your good and your bad, but what he made sure was that he controlled his people and he did the one thing that no other person has done. His thing is going to live on. And either people have come to realize that we can't force people to conform to what we like, because there are people who are in Cuba who think what is going on is okay, and they know what's going on outside of it. Do I agree with socialism? No. I'm not about socialism. Mm-hmm. I love my democracy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I could sit mm-hmm. here and tell you that Kaepernick, before he opens up his mouth, needs to know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, Castro was he's the best man. But when
say
he was a
brilliant man. He suppressed his own people. But when I say he was a brilliant man,
I stand behind that. Not because I admire him,
mm-hmm.
but because when you look at what he was able to do, he was able to keep a reign on the country for 50 years.
Yeah, 50 plus years.
You had people who fled, but how many people can hold on to people like that? He was not Jim Jones.
No.
Wasn't nobody drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, he basically put fear in their heart.
But look at, okay, let me give you something, and I want people to think about this. Do you know that there are Americans who live in Cuba freely?
Mm-hmm.
We have the FBI Most Wanted List, one of the most, and you guys could go look this up because it's true. The most wanted woman in the world is a black woman, and she's in Cuba.
Yeah. And that was Tupac's aunt. Yep, the late Tupac's aunt. I know you're talking about.
She is in Cuba. She got smuggled up out of the United States. She went to Cuba in 1980. She was in prison. They broke her out of prison. She was underground for 2 or 3 years before she made it to Cuba. So, and that woman, I mean, when I say she walk around, she is not living in fear at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that Cuba is a good place. It means that black woman to be able to find someplace like that, they take her in, and she living the way she living. That woman make more money than most of us, and a lot of people don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if y'all ever look, she's isn't she a poet? I mean, she's just over there.
Yeah.
She's a poet.
Yeah.
I mean, she's published, and her work is known all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look that. I'm going to speak as a black person. Right now, what we got in office, Cuba might not be so bad. I'm just going to keep it real.
That's a little bit ridiculous.
It might be a little ridiculous, but I'm telling you, when you
I
would go over there. But look at it. I would go over there as an educated black person. So let me speak for those of us who have been educated. When you go over there, the whole thing with socialism, you are an asset based on what you know. Believe me, I would be an asset to Cuba. And I can't really go into detail, but James knows. And actually, James would be first of all, any former military that would say, I'm going to go to Cuba, are assets to that country because we have knowledge that most people don't have. Just keeping it real. And we would be living nice. We wouldn't be living like the rest of the folks. For the simple fact that they were like us. And like I said, I'm not, for anybody to sit there and say, oh, she's condoning. No, I'm not condoning it. I'm just giving you the good and the bad of socialism. But that's because I've studied it.
I don't care for socialism at all. Period.
But this country, believe it or not, was a socialist country. And this is where our people forget. Well, I shouldn't say they forget because they never grew up with it. They don't understand. The United States was a socialist country at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember, we were still under the king
England. Yep, 13 colonies. Yep. You're absolutely correct.
And I'm not saying that I'm promoting it. I'm just saying that we got to look at all aspects. Do I like to live in a social... Listen, you ain't going to see me running to China or Russia.
Because let's be honest. Although we have a lot of problems in our country, it's still the greatest country in the world compared to other countries that hate women and kill women, and women are not allowed to do certain things. And
I don't know. I think I'm looking at Canada right now because if I go to Toronto, I can fit in real good.
All right. But Canada. Okay, you might have a good point. Maybe with Canada, depending. I don't know.
And for those y'all don't understand, that is another form. Okay, let me give you another example. And I know people will say
you're
I'm wrong.
You're Canada, so you should know.
Right, but Canada,
right,
even though they're a democracy, they also are part socialist.
Yes, they are.
And if y'all don't understand when I say that, for people who don't understand what I'm saying, they still have a parliament, and yes, they do have elections, but they're not like they are in the United States, and they do fall under the umbrella of England.
Yes, that's why their leader is, their title is prime minister, not president. It's not the president of Canada. It's prime minister.
The prime minister.
Yes, PM. Hey, PM is here.
And they have a parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have different provinces. So it's just
they do.
So for anybody who doesn't understand, if you want to know what a socialism country looks like and you're not really quite sure, look at Canada. But that's a socialist democracy. And that's how things, they're so different. There is no longer a true dictatorship the way we would think it. They keep trying to say that Cuba is a true dictatorship, but even when you look at how they do things, it's socialism because the state does not run everything.
Yeah.
Russia is more of a dictatorship than Cuba.
Yeah. Yeah, even though it's not like, you know, when Gorbachev back in the day during the Cold War, but it's still, you know, it's not that extreme, but it's definitely still, you know, it's light. It's like communist light.
Well, look at how many, you know, they just went in and put out three more companies out. They just put three more U.S. companies out of Russia.
Mm-hmm. See, what does that tell
they
you?
They said they're taking back over their country.
See, exactly. That's what I'm saying. We want to go back to the good old days. Lenin would be happy if we do this. And I'm not talking about John Lennon. I'm talking about talking about their famous dictator. He actually is the father, I think, of Russia. I think they mean the father of Russia, Lenin.
They have him out there.
You know, they still have his. Well, you should know. You're a history person. You know, they still have his body, and it's like still in like pristine condition. Like I forgot how see it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to say this. Nobody get grossed out.
Here we go.
Because
I just ate.
The way they put the body in the cast, they have what they call glass top casket.
Yes. That's it. Yes.
So,
correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we go see it, like when we here in the U.S. go to a funeral or whatever and they have an open casket, you can touch the person. What they do is that the person is put in the casket, but it has a glass top over it. So the person's in there, and that is how they are preserved. And that's why you hear about years and years later still being able to see the person, and it looks like they've never disintegrated. It's because of the way they seal the casket. And I found out about this because I have a good friend of mine. One of her friends was married to a European, and she passed away over there. And her body was brought back to the U.S., but in order to bring her back to the U.S., because her husband was European, and I forget what his descent was, but she was actually fully preserved. You couldn't touch her, but her casket had, like, when you looked at her, you couldn't touch her. And she was telling me about that, and she said she had never seen that. And I found out that is the way they do it over there. And,
You know why I'm starting to laugh? Remember, like, a little over a year ago, we had, like, and it was supposed to be about, it was on this same show, and we started talking about funeral stuff throughout the show.
Yeah, we good to talk about funeral stuff.
I remember this. It's giving me a flashback right now. So let me ask you this, since we go off the rail anyway, because that's what we do, and you don't like it, who cares? but we still love our listeners. I know our listeners love it. Do they use a different type of preservative than the embalming fluid we use here?
Their embalming fluid is different than ours.
Okay, what is it? Do you know exactly?
I'm not really sure. I have no clue. All I know is that the way they embalm the bodies.
Must be very expensive.
But
they,
I don't,
make sure
I,
stay that
you know what, I don't
perfectly.
Even think it's so much as, I don't think it's so much as the embalming. I think it's because of the way the casket is sealed.
So super airtight, obviously. You know.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Mm. You know how that, you know what that reminds me of? You know those machines that, you know,
when you vacuum seal your food, they go in the fridge.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, you read my mind. That's why I love you. Exactly. It's probably like that, right?
Somewhat. Wait a minute. Okay, first of all, I'm not going to speak from knowledge because I don't have a knowledge. I would think that it's like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go by the assumption.
I'm
putting it out there for everybody
something.
Else because you know they'll sit there and they'll say, no, you're not saying that. We're thinking that.
Yeah, we're assuming. Just like you said, we assume. Educated guess is another way. I'm just saying. But that's amazing that you can still visit his body and he looks like he just died. And meanwhile, you know, decades and decades and decades ago, you know. Like,
but look
time.
At the mummies. I mean, look at King Tut and Nefertiti and all them. And look at the preservation from centuries and centuries ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Egypt. By the way, Egypt, you know, had black people. Let's put that out there. Yeah, that's not Hollywood.
Queen Nefertiti. I love Queen Nefertiti. I just want everybody to understand Queen Nefertiti, my idol.
And
for anybody doesn't know, that's why
woman.
She's.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I ain't never been an idol of Cleopatra, but I am. My idol is Queen Nefertiti.
Nefertiti, yes. Nefertiti, yes.
And she was the most, actually, she was considered the most beautiful woman in the world. Not Cleopatra, despite what y'all might think.
Mm-hmm.
Nefertiti was considered the most beautiful. But she was the strongest. The reason why they didn't talk about her is because she is the representative. She is the representation of strength in a woman.
Would you say she was
the
female version of Malcolm X, and that's why she don't get as much praise?
No, she wasn't radical.
Okay,
but
she's strong.
She was
not
radical, but what it was is that, you know, she ran a kingdom, and she was respected. She was admired.
Mm-hmm.
But just her hairdressers. I mean,
yes.
When you're talking about a woman running a kingdom, and you know, she wasn't talking about make them eat cake and chopping off heads. You know, there was none of that. It was her strength.
Well, strength. Yeah.
But we done went over and.
But think about like, especially we're talking about thousands of years ago, where women were looked at as not even human, and look at her. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shows a lot. If you think about it. If you really think about it, that's something. That's very impressive. Very impressive.
Well, when you look at all that, I mean, it's like, wow.
All that Egyptian, like, stuff. Very fascinating. A very interesting culture. Very interesting culture. That, you know, they, you know, just like with, you know, all Hollywood do. Okay, let's have a white guy play Indian. Let's have an Egyptian be played by a white guy. You know, like, like, what? Huh? It wasn't until later with these mummy movies that, okay, now finally you see black people, Egyptian people. Okay, they're good. Okay, this is more like it. This is real. Okay, this is not supposed to be. It's supposed to be, you know, stick to reality. Jesus. Ridiculous. Sometimes. See, this is why I said before. Sometimes, and like I said, I love my country, but sometimes, like, stuff like that makes me, so stupid. Dumb. But I would still rather live here. Because other countries are way worse. Yeah, it could be very, it could be real worse.
It could be worse.
Really worse. I'm talking about really worse. I mean, like, you know, no such thing as capitalism, and, you know, you couldn't have your own business or whatever. You know, at least here, you know, there's no obligation to cut off gay people's heads and, you know, stuff like that, you know, where gays are treated horribly and women treated horribly and everybody's treated horribly. You know, here it's just, okay, you got some scumbags that just act the way they act, but most people usually, you know, are okay. Or at least 50-50, if lucky.
I'm going to tell you like this. The one thing I will stick by and tell you is that for anybody who sits there and thinks that we joke about a lot of stuff, I mean, this, on all of the shows, the reason why it's talk radio is because it's talk radio, you know. And we go off subject, but when you look at it, everything we do relates to what we talk about in one way or another.
Well, think about it. It started because of Kaepernick, because we talked about Kaepernick.
Right.
So it's not like we went off. It's not like, okay, today we're talking about, politics. It's relatable to what we were just talking about. We just went off. You know, it's still along. It still connects. It's like the 6 degrees of Kaepernick or something, you know.
Well, the whole thing is that when you get a person like Kaepernick, and he's not the only one, but he's just the one who's really radical. He's the one that's most public about it right now. I mean, another example, which is the music industry, Kanye West, who finally got out of the hospital, you know, but he's another example of an individual who, you know, has some problems.
Oh, yeah.
I will just say that, you know, going back to Kaepernick, you know, I hope that someone hears this show and let him know. I wish we could take your black card away from you. You know how let's keep it real, because you know, like in sports and with dudes, you say, "I'm taking your man card away from you. I'm taking this card away from you." You know, we're taking your bro card.
Like,
Can we take the black card away? I'm serious.
Yeah.
Can we take his black card
away?
I'll
vote for that. I'm just saying. And I want to go on record. I got on record on my show and on here, too. When this first started out with him protesting, I said in the very beginning, within that first week, he had every right to do it. But then I also said, let's see.
What was his motive?
Because
you said if it was real or not, and you said that he doesn't do anything if it doesn't benefit him. And
that
was said on this show, and James said it. And, you know, he didn't hold his tongue, and Kaepernick is proven. You know, we still don't know how it's benefiting him. Let's get this real. But somehow it's benefiting him, because what was the point of all this? You did not vote. And you
let him have it.
Don't say you're fighting for black people.
Yeah, please. And Stephen A. Smith, let him have it.
Do not say you're fighting for black people.
And he was right.
Because you're not.
Thank you.
Fighting for black people is saying, hey, as a black man, it doesn't matter who I voted for, but I voted.
I made a difference.
You did not vote.
Yeah. And you're proud of it.
I have a problem.
And he's proud of that, by the way. Think, you know.
I have a problem with that.
And I'm just saying, you know, back then I was just saying, look, it's not about me saying I told you so. I'm good at, I don't know, I'm just perceptive. I was like, let's see. And hey, you proved me wrong. I come around here, hey, I apologize. I was wrong. I got no problem doing that. But in this case, I'm not wrong. I am not wrong, okay? It's all he did that.
Like
that
I said, I had to call him out because I get so tired of hearing what, you know, I'm going to put this out there. I understand about not standing for the national anthem. I do not disagree with that. He brought up a valid point.
Because we fought for that.
What I have a problem with.
Go ahead.
Is him not voting.
Yeah, that's
brought attention to a situation that's dear to everybody. Let's keep this real. You know, this is not just about you as a double minority.
Mm-hmm.
It affects me a whole lot. I'm a black female. So even if I was just a female, I was not even allowed to vote as a female until like the 1920s. But to be a black female, I wasn't allowed to vote.
To the 60s.
You know,
right?
It was the 1960s.
Yeah.
And you have the audacity.
The nerve? Yeah.
To not vote?
Mm-hmm.
I want to take your black card. I do. I want to take his black card. I want to find a way to take it. I mean.
And you should.
Forget taking your black card. I want to take your minority card. I want to take the minority card away from him.
Yeah, because he could pass for a Puerto Rican too. Yeah, take all that shit just in case.
I want to take the minority card. I'm sorry. I'm taking the minority card away.
I'm sorry I cursed.
We got to take the minority card away.
Yeah, just take the whole thing. Just cover our all bases.
The fact that your mother, your biological mother, slept with a black man.
And she's a piece of
and
work,
she created you. No, but you know what?
She's
no, she came out and went off on him. I was at first upset with this woman, but I'm like, I'm not going to say it. For once in my life, I'm going to hold my tongue because it's not right.
Oh, you're such a tease.
I don't hold it too long. You know
please,
I don't, but I'm going to hold it. No.
Okay.
But what I will say is that.
Take this to me then.
He's a sad individual.
Okay. Well, that's a nice way of saying it.
He is a disappointment to a lot of people.
You. That's a good choice of words. Yes, you're absolutely right. Very good. I agree.
So I ain't gonna speak. I ain't gonna speak on him no more.
I totally agree with you.
I ain't gonna speak on him no more because that was just like.
I totally
like,
agree.
Seriously.
And I'm glad you brought it up because I was gonna bring it up anyway. So I'm glad that you thought exactly how I thought. That you're gonna bring this up. I'm just glad. Yeah, but you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I mean, don't give me all this radicalness and then, did you vote to try to make a change? Oh no. Oh really? Oh, okay. Well, there goes your credibility. Right down the toilet. Right down the toilet with a tiny bone man. Showing our age right now.
All I can tell you is that poop be gone.
I wish I had
poop
a portable sound effect.
Be gone.
Yeah. But, my God.
Because I ain't feeling it.
Yeah, I know. But I felt something weird from the beginning. I did. Because I saw him doing this so that way he could stay on the team because he wasn't a starter no more. So that way, him doing this, if the team tries to cut him, they'll be like, oh, look what they did. They cut him while he's making a point. He's making a stand. It makes the management look bad. But if he stays, it's a win-win situation. Oh, he gets to still play, and he eventually got the starting job. You see what I'm saying? So, trust me, he had a big motive, in a way. Yeah, he did. I'm just saying.
But I'm going to tell you what his motive, I ain't telling him.
And I not feeling me either. I felt weird about it from the moment. I just did. You know?
Like I said, you called him out, so.
Yeah, I did a while ago. Something was not right in Denmark. I just felt it. I felt my spidey senses were tingling. I was just like, I don't know. I don't know about this, but I sit back and watch. And like I've always said, action speaks louder than words. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you donated money to a charity, whoop-de-doo. When I say whoop-de-doo, I'm not saying to the charity itself. What I'm saying is, you could donate to a charity, but it doesn't mean nothing unless you're really involved. You know what I mean? Like, anybody can just give money. But do you, really go in the trenches and... help people out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
did you do Golden
like
Tate did? Because, Golden
Tate. Thank you.
Literally.
Yeah. Perfect example.
Mm-hmm. It's not just talk.
Thank
and
you.
True enough, his
also
charity of choice is veterans.
Mm-hmm.
But he's feeding and clothing veterans. He's not just talking.
And he's there.
And considering that as young as he is, he's never been in the service. So for him to do
look
something like this,
says a lot.
Kudos.
About his character. Says a lot about his character. Now that I have mad respect. Matter of fact, let me give a clap. Good for you, Golden Tate. The Seahawks lost a great receiver. Big mistake by them. Oh well. What the Seahawks
well,
are
like I said,
anybody?
You know. But again, when I sat there and said I switched shirts. I didn't really switch.
No, that's a bad choice of word. You didn't, Because I make it sound like you abandoned, you know, Megatron, which you would never do. That it's just like, okay, who's currently on the roster I could, you know, relate to or, you know, pull for? And he's perfect.
And for anybody who would like to know, let me tell you how old school I am. You ready for this, James?
Of course I am.
Remember when Wilson's did the shirts for the NFL?
Yeah, oh, of course. Yeah, Wilson, yep.
You ready for this?
I remember when champion
My Herman Moore jersey, my Herman Moore jersey is a Wilson's jersey.
Wow. Hall of Famer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Isn't he? Yes, okay. Hall of Famer, yes. Very good, damn good receiver. A little underrated, actually. I don't think he got enough props.
So that tells you, for those of y'all who want to know how long I've been getting football jerseys, I got a Herman Moore jersey.
And I know who Herman Moore is.
My Barry Sanders jersey I just got recently because they came out with a special edition Hall of Fame jersey for him, so I just bought that one not too long ago. But my Herman Moore jersey, oh, yeah.
Let me ask you real quick. Do you consider Barry Sanders to be the greatest Lion in franchise history, or do you see someone higher than him? Is Megatron just above Barry Sanders, or are they tied, or, like, what do you think about that?
You know what? They're two different people. I would say they're equal. One's not better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people praise, you know, they're like, Barry Sanders is the greatest. I'm not going to say he's not the greatest. What I will say is that for his time, but you're talking about a brand new generation, and stats and everything have changed since then, you know. So I would put those two equal versus one is better than the other.
You know what?
Because Megatron is going to be a Hall of Famer.
No, hands down. First ballot, no doubt. Absolutely. Ring of Honor on Ford Field, no doubt. Jersey retired. Well, they always said that they retired his jersey. But,
nobody's wearing his jersey
no-brainer.
Right now, you know, and that's the one
what's
thing. Even the players coming, but the players coming in. But I'm going to say this because for anybody who doesn't know, when they picked up Marvin Jones.
Okay.
If
yeah.
you look at his Marvin
yeah.
Jones number,
yeah. mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
his number was 81, and he said, I will not wear it. And no one is wearing 81.
Didn't Golden State say something similar to that, too? Didn't Golden State say the same thing, too, or something like that? Like, I would never wear Megatron's number or something? Did he do the same thing or something similar?
Well, he was still playing with Megatron, so there's no way he could have switched over anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
But there are certain – but, no, Golden Tate said he wouldn't wear somebody else's number. But
thank you.
I'll give you a prime example of a number that's been recycled. The number 21 has been recycled. And I'm going to tell you the problem I have with the recycling. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You know that Reggie Bush played for the Lions, and he was 21.
Yep.
Well, there's a new number 21, but he's not Bush, but we have a Bush on the team. So
really?
I was like, until
funny.
We could get this clear, wait a minute, the Bush that plays now actually has scored, I believe. He's playing good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he actually is earning his paycheck.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Unlike the other one. And like I said, they've actually, when I say that I looked, I was like, wrong Bush, you know, because I had to look because I knew that we had the new Bush. It's Raphael Bush.
Oh, Raphael Bush.
And I think, wait a minute, is he 21 also? Why is it looking like he's 21? Wait a minute. Let me see what his number is.
Hmm.
Okay. Come on. He's a safety, and his number is 31. I know he was close to it because 31. They were kind
of, well, there was a one.
But he's number 31.
There was a one in Jersey.
I didn't say it was the same number, but I knew. But because Raphael Bush's number is not being sold, they're not. You could get it at the NFL shop, but you can't go to, like, the different stores and get it. They're still selling Reggie Bush. And but Raphael Bush is actually doing good. That's why I said I knew the Bush that's currently playing was doing good because he's actually earning his paycheck. I'm just saying.
I'm not glad to Bush. He didn't earn no money while he was here. I mean,
let's rephrase it. He made money.
He just didn't do nothing.
So.
And he actually came to us from New Orleans, right?
Are you doing? You sound so muffled. Are you doing something with your connection?
Oh, I leaned over on my mic.
There you go. Okay. Much better.
But yeah. So with that, we do have a new Bush on the team, but it's like some numbers, like, I forget who number 21 is, but the number 21, let me look who currently is 21, because this is the crazy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Number 21 is, we do have a number 21, but it's not Bush. It's somebody else, and it's somebody who actually plays, and that's the crazy part of it.
Right.
I know everybody keeps saying, why do I say that, but it's like you got to understand how this goes. So I'm looking for the current roster.
Yeah.
Because the roster will tell me who's actually playing. There we go. And I'll tell you who the new 21 is.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Raphael Bush is 31. Marvin Jones is number 11. Ah, I can't see.
No.
Oh, you ready for this? You ready for this, which is so messed up? Yeah, ready for this one?
Yeah.
Amir Abdullah is 21.
Okay.
And you know who that is.
Yes, I'm familiar.
And he's 21 now. So when I went to the store, they had both his jersey and Reggie Bush's jersey, and I was like, well, I can't do this. But I said, I'm having a hard problem with the 21 right now. The fact that he's been gone how many years and they're still selling his jerseys in the stores, what's wrong with this?
Wow.
I think there comes a point there where you just donate the player's jersey. I'm serious. I'm a firm believer that there comes a point that I think if a player is gone more than 2 years, once they hit that 2-year mark, either you give that stuff away or donate it to Africa. They need clothes. I'm just saying. There's no reason to continue to try to sell it. Wow, we got a player suspended by the commissioner.
What is that?
Now, why do players get suspended by the commissioner? Anthony Armani Bryant. But you know how you go through the whole roster and you get down to the different things that's going on?
Gotcha. Okay.
And because we've got Brandon Pettigrew, who is on reserve, which he's been out most of this season. I think every game they keep saying he's coming back. He still ain't came back. But on the suspended, I want to know what he got suspended for. If he gets suspended by the commissioner, isn't that like normally drugs or something?
Drugs or domestic violence. Or, you know, something with weed, you know, drug related, you know, under the influence, you know, drugs. That's interesting. For the commission to suspend you is more than just a little boo-boo that you did. It has to be something major.
I know. Now I'm curious.
Yeah. I mean, even for you not to know, that says something.
First of all, I didn't even know who he was until I saw that he was suspended.
Oh, he's a liar. Oh, okay. What? Suspended? What? This is interesting.
Probably
something to do with. This dude is
ugly to be light skinned. They just showed a date president or something, and he is ugly. You know, this thing called Thursday Night Football, this joke.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thursday Night Football. Hopefully the Cowboys lose, but we'll see. Too bad they both can't lose, but...
Okay, he was suspended by the NFL. Let me see why he was suspended.
Okay.
I'm pulling it up.
Pookie,
get up off the pipe.
Talking about her computer not running well. Probably with something with drugs. That's my guess.
Substance abuse is just like I said.
See? Okay, so there you go. Bingo.
This is his...
Probably more than his first time.
They said, according to a report from NFL Network Insider, the Lions defensive end has been banned 3 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy.
No.
This isn't the first time that he's been hit with a suspension. Roger Goodell, they said the Lions knew it was coming. He ain't nobody important, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they said during his time with the Cleveland Browns, he was banned for the first. Okay, during his time with the Cleveland Browns, Brian was banned for the first 4 games of the 2016 season for violating the NFL's performance policy.
Right.
That came after the former 7th-round pick was indicted on 2 felony counts of drug possession stemming from a traffic stop and arrest in 2015. The Browns released Brian before his first suspension. Brian was claimed by the Lions off waivers in October in 4 games. In Detroit, Brian has racked up 3 sacks. He will not be able to play again until the Lions take on the New Orleans Saints in Week 13, so he'll actually be able to play this coming Sunday. All I can say is I didn't know who he was. I didn't even know he had 3 sacks. So... whomever he is, if you that big, why do we keep picking up liabilities? You know, it's like
well,
we pick up.
I don't know.
I said that. But the best stepchild we picked up was Prater. Prater was the best stepchild we ever picked up. Think about it. Prater had been fired from 3 other teams. Remember, we fired 4 kids. Okay, most people don't realize. Before we picked up Prater in 2015, we fired 4 kickers before we got him from Denver. And that's because Denver fired him for being crappy. So, you said no?
I mean, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I was going to say, he didn't get fired for being crappy in Denver?
Yes.
I thought
he
got fired for being crappy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's my bad. I apologize.
Like, correct me, you know. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought we picked him up for being crappy.
I think so.
Because he got fired from Denver and we picked him up.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
But remember, we had fired like 3 other kickers before we got him.
Oh, well, yeah, that 1 year you went through 4.
That was last year. We went through them.
Yeah.
Okay, we went through kickers like we went through underwear, okay? We were supposed to send the Browns.
Funny.
The Browns can't keep a quarterback. Wait a minute, the Browns can't keep a quarterback, but we couldn't keep a kicker.
Yeah.
I said it. For anybody who don't
Browns
know, I said it with no problem.
Browns are way worse.
Okay, according to the playoff picture, we're number 3 in the division. Them folks who we won't say their name are number 1 with a 10-1 record. And then the Eagles are ahead of us with 7-3-1, and then we've got 7-4.
Mm-hmm.
But
you think
again,
10 wins will get you in? You think 10 wins get you in?
I can't. I don't like the team that's in first place. I don't like it.
Mm.
I don't like it. I don't like that team. I can't even pronounce that name. I can't. I can't break down and say it. I can say a lot of things, but I can't break down and say it. I won't say it. Before we get cut off, I'm gonna say something real mean, and I want y'all. I ain't gonna ask for forgiveness. Just understand how I feel. Joe Theismann.
Oh,
I want Joe Theismann and the Cowboys. I want those two to go together.
Yeah.
And for those of y'all who are not old enough to understand what I'm saying, just look it up. I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong.
Yeah. Lauren,
I know it's Lauren wrong,
Taylor knows
okay?
About that. Lauren Taylor knows about a thing or two about that.
But I'm just saying, I know it's wrong.
I remember seeing that when it happened.
But I know it's wrong, but that's how I feel about that other team.
Wow.
And for anybody who don't know, that's like cussing for me. That's like cussing because
yeah,
that's a strong statement.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
I know it's not nice.
Me?
But that's how I feel.
That's how you feel. Express it. Any way you can.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Wow.
But that wasn't nice. I'm not taking it back, though. But it wasn't nice.
No. But, you know, it's definitely interesting.
But isn't that a strong statement? How strong could the statement be?
Yeah, that's very strong. Yeah.
Now, somebody's going to be saying, Joe Theismann, let me go look that up. They still won't get it. You know that.
Yeah, I knew exactly what you meant the moment you said it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But we're going
off
the air, so you want...
Yes, I will do the honors as I host the show, believe it or not. Yes, with that being said, this concludes our edition of Ask Me to Be Sports, but we will return next Thursday. Same time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, exclusively here of these After Dark Radio. Make sure you tune in to tomorrow night, minus me. Unfortunately, I'm taking care of some personal business. But Ms. B will be hosting, and you know Randy will be chiming in. Hopefully Greg will join in, unlike last week. And that's 10 o'clock tomorrow night, though, about Sex, Sex, and More Sex here on these After Dark Radio. And we'll be back next week for another exciting edition of Athens G Sports, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Thursday night, and I will return next Friday night for It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. And until then, I bid you all a good evening and have a good weekend since I won't be on with you tomorrow night, and I'll see you all next week. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Tune to Ms. Lee's show tomorrow night, It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night. Don't miss it. You hear that, Randy? I'll make sure he listens.
Good night, everybody.
All right, good night. Goodbye. Bye. Raisins and tomatoes.